Keith, 10 hour quiz, me, Dale.
10 hour quiz, Dale. Nice good to hear from you.
Good to catch up with you again, mate. Thank you. Well, Keith's the chair of the Manipul Tuamani Trust Board. They've signed the deed of settlement that's taken over 30 years. Long journey, of course. You must be happy for your iwi and for those who fought for so long. Just bring us up to speed with what stage of all of this we are at, because it's quite an involved process, Keith.
Yes, sure. So the deed of settlement was signed on Friday by the Minister of Treaty Settlements, Andrew Little. So that concludes the signing of the settlement. We've got some significant parts that remain unsigned, which are the relationship agreements with the Crown going forward and the Crown apology to our people for the Crown's actions over generations. So those parts remain unsigned, and we're planning to, once we're able to, at some point in the coming year, to have a gathering of our people for the Crown to front our people and to sign those outstanding components. But the deed of settlement itself has been signed, and so we're moving forward with setting up the new post-settlement governance entity and preparing for the transition to a new settlement future for us as a people.
Have you had any pre-investment that you've sort of negotiated in mind that the Papute will be forthcoming in time, or will you have a whole lot of money in the bank and start sort of your investment strategy from the get-go?
No, we haven't got any pre-investment options, if you like, on the table at all, Dale. What we have focused on in the last 6 to 8 weeks is just getting a pretty sort of solid foundation in place. So we have set up an investment committee. The purpose of that is to really ensure that we've got, you know, the right structure and policies in place. I think the key word for us, Dale, at this time in terms of investment is the word prudent. We want to ensure that we're making good decisions and getting the balance right between the obligations that we have for our people currently, which are many, but also building the settlement for the future. And getting the balance of that right is really important to us.
What would you say is the most important aspect of the deal from your perspective, Keith?
I think these relationship agreements are the most important aspect. You know, the Crown spends annually within our rohe almost the total value of the financial component of the settlement. And so that investment that comes into our rohe and into our people annually in terms of health, education, all of those sort of aspects of Crown spending, if we can improve the outcomes of that spend, that's what's going to make the difference for us. So we've been very careful through the negotiations to say to the Crown, Crown, your approach to spending and investing, Crown and Crown policies hasn't worked for us. We need to be doing things in a very different way. What that means is we need to be at the front end of designing policies that impact directly on our people, and that's our expectation of the settlement going forward.
How important for Manipoto, as it has been for many, an apology from the Crown?
It's important. Consistently we heard from our people, the absolute pain that our families have felt over generations through the actions of the Crown. And, our people, the impact of loss through the actions of the Crown, whether it's through the direct actions through warfare, or Crown policies that sought to acquire land from our whānau across the rohe through a whole lot of dubious means, the net impact of that has been hugely painful to our people. And so it is important for many of our whānau that the Crown does front our people face to face, and that they apologise for those actions. I will say though, Dale, there are some of our whānau who just don't see the apology as something that they're interested in. You know, the frustration and the anger that many of our families still have towards the Crown, it's their view that there's no Crown apology that can atone for the actions of the Crown over many generations. And I understand, that feeling exists amongst some of our families.
Okay, but congratulations on another milestone on this journey forward. Who was on the Zui, I'm assuming it was, with Andrew on Friday? Did you have most of the Trust aboard or were others tuned in?
No, what we actually did is that we had the trustees sign the deed of settlement. We then submitted the document to the Crown and the Minister signed himself on Friday. So we actually didn't have a Zui call with the Minister, but we have been exchanging through communications with him directly. So it was signed on the papers as they describe it. But we are looking forward to having the face-to-face when the time allows.
Kapai, good catching up and congrats. Thank you, Keith. All the best.
Thanks, Dale. Kia ora.
Keith Eichen, who chairs the Manapōtau Māori